This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
That's right. You're right, Andrew. And the spot as well.
Yes.
And the spot also helpful with us. Again, as we said, I like that. Ron and Reggie Radio.
It's a lot of R's, man. It's heavy on the R's.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Like I said, it'll be some surprises and things to help out. But it's a great cause, and hopefully you can help us help this great city. Like I said, man, $11 million cut, still having to feed the same amount of people. That is some work. By the way, also canned goods, food, that is also helpful in donations as well. It'll be a good time. 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Somebody text in, Ryan, better take your ass to sleep Wednesday night.
Early, at 1:30 a.m.
I'm late watching them shows.
Ain't going to help you right there.
Oh, man, I'm just... I better slow down. I'm gonna be real Tyler Milner like.
What's that?
I'm gonna have some energy drinks in here, baby.
Gotta add the caffeine.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like Tyler should have either a 5-hour energy or a what's that drink you usually drink?
He's a monster.
Are you a monster guy?
He likes white can monster.
It's like Hunter Brown. Yeah,
I feel like we should really tap into dirt bike background. You not dirt bag, dirt bike.
Background. Yeah, I don't have a dirt bag background, but I do have a heavy dirt bike background.
Well, we can debate that later. I think we all got some dirt bag in us, but there's the dirt bike background can get you a monster vest or a 5-hour energy vest in there. You should that should be your sponsor, no question about it. They're really missing an opportunity there.
I'm telling you, man.
Value
right there,
added
sounds
piece,
like
no
sounds
question.
Like T-Mill's best bet, sponsored by
Monster Energy.
Turdless, sponsored by
everything. Right,
5-hour.
Everything's so think about dirt bag. Old turds.
Old turds, baby, right there.
Old turds.
That's another way to say it. Yeah,
everything is sellable. But no, that's coming up on Thursday. Please keep that on your calendar for us coming up as we will we'll have a good time on Thursday. All right. A lot to get to. We had ourselves a weekend. We were able to get back.
Who had the better weekend, us or the Astros?
I would say the Astros.
Especially
that tree. You'll learn more about that a little bit later on. Tyler, after I left Friday, I said, man, the golf thing wasn't that bad. It got much worse for me. I knew I should have just left it. I knew I should have just played, like I told myself on Thursday night. But I got up for some reason and played Saturday, and it did not go well. So
that game of golf will do it to you, brother.
We'll let you know. But I mean, really bad. We'll let you know.
Don't beat yourself.
Clint had to come to the rescue.
Don't beat yourself.
For about 17 minutes, I was pissed. I was
contemplating some life decisions.
I was good and pissed.
Tyler, you know this. We've been with Ron long enough. Like, Ron's got some really obvious I'm pissed body language.
He's got some tells. I mean,
it is.
Yeah.
It is.
I feel like it takes me a little bit to get there.
No, you're better than most. There's no question.
Those that know you.
There's no question it's harder and it takes time for you to get there than most. But once you get there, it is blatantly obvious you're there. It's in your walk.
Can't hide.
It's in your posture.
Can't
it's
hide.
In your swing. It's in your face.
I am definitely a if one more time. And then there's the snap. There it is.
But
we'll get to that. Let's get to the big news here coming into the day. If you're just joining in with us, Astros shortstop Jeremy Peña, he did not play, yesterday, and had to come out of the game early in the series against the Cubs due to a rib injury. Well, now it has been announced that the Astros are placing their shortstop, their what I believe soon to be all-star shortstop, MVP candidate shortstop, Jeremy Peña, on the IL due to this rib injury. His stint is retroactive to June 28th, Clint, so it should be at least 10 days for this injury. But they do place him on the IL. And listen, fellas, Yordan Alvarez, no problem. Maybe they're going to keep rolling. They got the second best record in the American League, and they are rolling through. Half their pitching staff. Ronel gone. Spencer Arrighetti, he ain't pitched in a long-ass time. Hell, Lance, he went on, and then Lance had a rough one on his first start back, but that's just one.
Tipping
pitches. Right? Okay, all kinds of guys. All kinds of guys from the rotation who have gone on and had a stint on the IL, right? Paredes had to go down and miss a few games, right? And Zach DiCenzo, these nuts, has been hurt, and Chaz has hurt, and they've had a lot of injuries to significant pieces to this team thus far. This has clearly been their best player to me in terms of everyday players. Jeremy Peña. Is this the one? 713-572-4610. Those of you on YouTube and Twitch, do you think this is the one that potentially hurts the Astros and we see them take a step back? Or are you in a spot where you're like, they'll figure it out. They'll figure it out like they've done with every one of these guys. Because I'm not going to lie, when they were down to Hunter Brown and Framber Valdez and then other guys that they had fully planned to be in the minors for the full year, I thought, boy, this might be a problem.
It's not ideal.
Nope. They rolled through it. I thought to myself, boy, when you look at that lineup and there is no Yordan and we're taking cards and just shuffling the deck a little bit. Hell no. Nope. Ain't done it. 50 wins. Is this the one though, Clint?
I think you feel it. I absolutely do think you feel it, but I don't think it's the one that knocks them off track. I think you've just got too many young guys that are athletic with speed that are helping this team generate runs. It's coming from all over the place. Cam Smith and you know, Yainer Diaz and Paredes. I mean, it just seems like these guys are playing as complimentary baseball as you can in terms of when they decide to light it up. And so I definitely think you feel it. I don't know how you don't feel a leadoff hitter that's manufacturing, not runs, but definitely action on the base pass obviously leading things off every night and is a tough out. Like, I don't know how you don't feel that, but I think this team...
Don't it just feel like they're going to figure it out?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's just, you look at this past week. I mean, this six-game homestand against two of the best teams the National League has to offer, you just look at how they won games. I mean, it's erratic as hell. There's nothing consistent. You score a bunch of runs.
Well, pitching is consistent.
The pitching has been consistent. But you look at talking about at the plate where Peña, to bring it back around to Peña, I mean, Peña's been really good. But if you look at it, like I said, Yainer Diaz, Cam Smith with bombs in the first game, and you score, what, 7 or 8 runs, right? And then you come out and lay an egg in the next game, even though Cam Smith still had a hell of a game. I think you lay an egg in the next game and you get blown out. And then game three, you come out there and you win a tight one, low scoring tight ball game without Altuve bomb. I mean, it's coming from. It's not like one guy's carrying the team. Although Jeremy Peña has been great, and Jeremy Peña deserves every bit of the credit that he's getting. But they feel it. Yes. Does it knock them off track? No. I think the production is coming from too many different people right now for one to knock them off track.
Yeah, 713-572-4610. Do you think this is the—listen, the Astros have suffered many injuries up to this point, and this ain't right. Like we've seen before, this is—and what we said, this ain't just small guys. Like now, this is Yordan. This is Pena who's going to have a stint, right? This is— you know, from the pitching staff, you know, three guys in the rotation you thought were going to be in there, right? This is a big injury. Someone texted in, I'm a little nervous. Who's going to play shortstop over the next while? I mean, I think defensively,
Mix is all nervous.
You know, they're gonna
you know who's gonna play shortstop. The guy that had four bombs in about a four game stretch.
They're gonna put Dubon there, and it, you know, I'm sure they'll have to bring somebody else up there to. That you know can come in and as well in the pinch to go and slide over and play, but you know it just thus far it is just hard to look and think they won't figure it out. They'll figure something out. But if there is one though, there is one to get you a little bit. It is the guy that plays the premium position on defense.
Yeah.
The guy that is hitting .322. You know, one of the best on-base percentages at the top of the lineup on your team. The only one who really steals bases. He's got 15 steals, leads the team by far with two, only caught stealing twice, almost a 900 OPS. Mm-hmm. And this is a guy who has the second best WAR in the sport behind Aaron Judge thus far up to this point. So, I mean, if there is one that you would think it could hurt him, it would be this one. But if it's just like a 10 to 15 days span, I think the Astros have proven they can pitch well enough to uphold that. If this was like a Yordan type of length that we're dealing with, then I maybe feel differently. But if this is just 10 to 15, right, with ribs and he's able to get back, I think they should be able to hold up where I don't think they're about to just go on some sort of 2-7 stretch or something.
And you got to think at some point they're going to get Chaz back if that is the route they want to go. Zach DiZenzo back if that's the route they want to go.
Chaz is the first name.
Well, I'm thinking about somebody to fill in the role of Dubon in the outfield where he kind of, I mean, they're going to need somebody out there. I don't know, is it Hummel? Is it you know, one of these other guys that they brought up? I don't know. They're going to have, point is they've got plenty of bats. Dubon is going to fill the role defensively and he'll be just fine. And to be honest with you, he's not Pena at the plate, but he has been as productive as damn near anybody out there not named Pena. And so I feel like that void, even if you wanted to put him at the top of the lineup to kind of fill that role, I would be A-okay with that.
Do you like Paredes at the top?
Don't care. Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter to you?
Doesn't matter.
Tyler, what were you saying before? You would, now you know he's going to be gone you'd put Altuve back up there?
Yeah, I'd run Altuve back out to second, and like y'all said, Dubon is short.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't be opposed
to it. But lead him off and lead Altuve.
Lead Altuve off, yes, in the batting order.
I wouldn't be opposed to it. But just the top of the lineup, I mean, look, this year, guys, I mean, we've seen Altuve, Pena, Paredes, Jake Myers, Cam Smith. I mean, who else is hitting the two-hole? I mean, has Dubon been up there at all? I mean, it's like the 1-3 hitters this year have been all over the map. So guys have proven that they can hit up there. It's not a big deal. They've been productive up there, so I don't really care what it looks like.
I remember Dubon had a nice stretch that year where Altuve broke his hand in the WBC, and he had extended play at second. I think they were either leading him off. I think they were leading him off. He was leading off for batting second, and he had a good run where he was hitting .300 for most of that stretch. So he does have a spot there, but you were saying you agree with Tyler.
Well, yeah, I agree with Tyler. I mean, I think the comfortable thing to do, the common sense thing to do is probably just throw Altuve back up there, and then that way when Pena comes back, you move Altuve out of the way no matter what he's doing, and it's just seamless, right? But, I look at Paredes and you talk about the quality at bats, and hell, he's been, again, the best hitter not named Pena all year long, most consistent guy. So I don't mind him being up there, and then I don't even mind I really like the Dubon situation of him being up there somewhere, maybe not leadoff, but in the top two or three hitters, so that you're not just shuffling everything around, not on a nightly basis. But we know Espada, he likes to shuffle that thing around. I imagine with Pena not being that everyday leadoff, he'll shuffle that thing around too.
You think there's a part of him that says,
Yes. All right. Now we get to have some fun here. Let's see what we can
How can I get me some speed up there at the top so I can get some speed on the bases?
Let me see what old Hummel can do up here. Let me see what old Trammell's got in here.
You may just name the two that would shock me.
Throw him up, yeah. No, he's had Paredes and Jake in that one, kind of in that 1-2 spot in these games that Pena hasn't played. So, someone said, "Are y'all playing Hocus Pocus by Focus in the background?" Is that what that is?
No, it's a Wale song.
I thought I was gonna say that didn't sound like Hocus Pocus.
Yeah, old Wale doesn't sound like. And then unless there's some association to Halloween and Hocus Pocus, I don't know about.
Maybe. All right, so that's the latest there. Jeremy Pena on the IL with those ribs. Hopefully it is just the 10 days and he can get back to having his great season. And hopefully even more, Clint, it doesn't affect him.
Yeah.
You know, if he comes back early. And this is one, too, to me. Right now you're 50 and whatever you are and you've got a clear lead and you're rolling right now. This is one, like, let's make sure you're 50 and 34. You got a 6.5 game lead. Make sure, you know, he comes back and he's fully healthy and being able to do what it is that he's been doing all season. All right, coming up as we continue, there's a team in the AFC that apparently is all in. They are pushing all their chips to the table right now, and they made another big move to show that today, adding veterans and win now guys all over the place. Any concerns for this team in the AFC for the Texans yet? We'll discuss that coming up next.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's morning lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right. Looks like the old Pittsburgh Steelers, after a very odd offseason there. I heard Peter Schrager say, it may look weird and funky to you, but the Steelers are all in, baby.
When I came out of the darkness.
They're pushing it all in, baby. They got it's been a weird one, though. They traded old George Pickens to the Cowboys. Got some picks there. But in the offseason, they have acquired DK Metcalf and brought him in and signed him to a new deal. They obviously, the big one they finally got together was the quarterback. They got Aaron Rodgers here the last couple of weeks. And they've made some other moves. Their drafts were play now, win now moves. The defensive lineman they got from Oregon, they drafted right away in the first round. Many people were talking about, are they going to go quarterback? Are they going to? And then they just make this deal today, Clint, where they trade for Jalen Ramsey and Jonnu Smith. Jonnu Smith, I know, is a tight end that you have liked, especially receiving tight end, now to go along with Freiermuth, who they already have. That is a hell of a tight end combo for Aaron Rodgers to go with DK on the outside. Now, they do give up Mika Fitzpatrick, who's been an all-pro and pro bowler the last several years with the Steelers. But they bring in, I would say Ramsey's still probably a top 15 corner in the league. And they bring in Jonnu Smith, who had a really good year with the Dolphins and a really good receiving tight end there. So it looks like they are really going for it in their own way. I don't know how I feel about their going
yeah,
for
look,
it.
Yeah, look, I think it's either going to be the penthouse or the outhouse. I don't think it's going to be – it's either going to really work well, and we're going to be talking them up, you know, week eight as one of the best teams in the league, or it's going to be dysfunctional. The wheels are going to come off, and even Mike Tomlin could be up out of there if this doesn't work out. So I think it's going to be penthouse or outhouse. I do like the moves individually that they're making. Obviously, I'm a bigger fan of Aaron Rodgers than most. I'm a bigger fan of the veteran quarterback that can still spin it around the park more than most. I love what DK brings to the table. I think the one thing is they probably don't have enough weapons. You mentioned Pat Freiermuth. He's a good all-around hand-in-the-dirt tight end, can do a little bit of everything, so he's a high-quality tight end.
They got Robert Woods as a starting wide receiver.
You got Robert Woods as a starting wide receiver. Well, the thing is, Jonnu Smith, and I haven't covered Jonnu Smith my entire career, but I believe he had – I know he arrived and had some of his best years with Arthur Smith at Tennessee. Before he started bouncing around to, I think, Atlanta and Miami.
I think he went to Atlanta with him.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, good. Yeah. Good point. So, look out there. That is a serious, serious weapon, that I would think Arthur Smith knows exactly how to use. And I would think that Aaron Rodgers can get him the ball. And then Jalen Ramsey, it's interesting to me. Like, it seems like Miami is a place where guys typically go and they've already played their best ball. They go to Miami and they kind of just fade. You know, they kind of become pedestrian. Pittsburgh is a spot where that may be the exact opposite for Jalen Ramsey. You get in a system where you've got the pass rush that they have coming off the edges, and all of a sudden the safeties in the corners are a little bit better than they maybe are if they don't have that kind of pass.
And they got
rush.
Joey Porter Jr. on the other side, who's probably better than him right now at this point.
Yeah, they got some dudes now, so that's a good point. He doesn't have to be the number one corner. So,
and they got Darius Slay too. They brought him in the offseason also. So they have him listed as a nickel right now.
Yeah. Yeah, wow.
Jalen Ramsey.
I like these moves for the Steelers, and I like the Steelers. I'm a believer in the Steelers as an organization with Mike Tomlin, and really, hell, whatever coach has been there over the last 50 years. They've only had about three, but I'm just a believer that they are going to get the best out of whatever players they bring in, whatever Jonnu Smith, Jalen Ramsey, DK Metcalf, Aaron Rodgers, whatever they have in the tank. I think you're probably going to get closer to
should they be a concern for the Texans?
Absolutely. I think they should be a concern for the AFC. I don't think they're Super Bowl contenders, but I think the AFC has to look at Pittsburgh now and go, hey, man, they're no longer the team that can't get their quarterback right, and they got you can go into games and you can really scheme against a young quarterback or an inexperienced quarterback or just a not very good quarterback situation. You know, you hopefully for the Steelers, you no longer can go into a game and they got guys out there that are good players, but they're not blocking because they're scared of getting hurt in the run game. Hopefully, they've done away with that. So, yeah, I think they're a problem is what I would call them in the AFC. I don't have them right now as the team that's going to go out there and just shock everybody and win the whole thing. But they're a problem.
Would you be shocked to see them win? Like I know it's hard right now because we haven't seen them strap it up and play. But yeah. Looking at what they have. Would you be shocked to see this team find a way to win two playoff games? Because to me, you win two playoff games in the AFC. I don't think they're going to be a one seed and have a bye. But you win two playoff games like the Texans have tried to do the last 2 years. You're in the AFC championship game. Yeah. Would you be shocked?
No.
Of that. Okay.
No. I wouldn't be shocked. I'm not betting on it. But would I be shocked that Mike Tomlin and Aaron Rodgers and this crew found a way to win two playoff games? No, it wouldn't shock me. I mean, you're talking about one of the greatest to ever play the position, one of the greatest coaches to do it. Yeah, no, it wouldn't shock me.
Put the AFC in tiers. I'd put the Chiefs, Bills, and Ravens to me in that top one.
Fair.
Are they in the next rung to you? Because the next rung to me is the Texans.
You got a lot of newcomers. You got Chargers in there. The Broncos have to be in there.
The Texans, Chargers. Do you put the Steelers in that next kind of tier there?
Yeah. I don't know how you don't. I mean, at least looking at it at this point, I don't know how you, unless you're just not a believer in any of these guys they're bringing in and you don't think Tomlin is going to last in Pittsburgh.
Tomlin's had winning seasons with worse.
Tomlin could coach I could be quarterback and Tomlin could coach that team to a 500. Right, and so I got to believe Aaron Rodgers can do a little better than that.
This is just your feel about Duck Hodges. That's just where that came from.
I mean, hell, he went and got Laney Wilson. He ain't too bad. I know how Duck got run in the NFL. He got that Laney Wilson kind of game.
Duck Hodges got a 500 record, and Clint's convinced. I know Mike Tomlin can coach me to 9-8.
Oh, he coached me to 9-8, ain't no doubt. Ain't no doubt.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Yeah, so, yeah, Jalen Ramsey, somebody texted and said, yeah, man, the Steelers are crushing it for about 5 years ago. That'd have been a Super Bowl contender years ago.
That's fair.
Like, you're right, though, your initial assessment. This, like, you could look at this and say, okay, they're improved. Right, if you exchange DK Metcalf for George Pickens, it's a more dependable weapon than what you're going to have.
Yeah.
And I think you could trust him more. And then you add the two tight ends, which is an interesting thing. You lose Najee Harris, but I think they love what their running back can do. And they drafted a kid who they really, really like. And your defense was good. Now, Micah Fitzpatrick was really good, but you add, you know, Jalen Ramsey to Slay, to Porter Jr. with a lot of different things you could do. So they have some pieces this year. I'd be surprised if they're jumping the Ravens in that division.
Yeah, that'd be a long shot.
I think they compete with the Bengals.
No question. No question.
Even though you look at the Bengals and their weapons, whatever, I think they could compete with the Bengals.
No
but
question.
I don't know if that's the case. All right, coming up, we got to look at old Framber Valdez, man. He is we're starting to get to the consistency thing, man. I mean, have you seen what he is in the last 10 times he has started? What the Astros are and
I've
what
not
he
seen
is?
The numbers, but I know it's good.
Yeah, it's nuts. And we flew back from Traverse City, Michigan, Sunday morning, and it almost got hairy. Almost got real hairy for you, boy. We'll discuss that. I wish I was Tyler at that time. We'll discuss that coming up next.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyers Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Watching this Wimbledon, man. The gentleman, the guy who wears the deep V-necks, like real deep V-necks.
A deep V fella, huh?
Yeah, I'm not a... I don't trust that person. That's an odd. Like, I'm not just to feed that, but I mean deep. This guy here.
Unless he had, you're lead singing for Kings of Leon.
I'll take that. He had a deep one. Then he had his sunglasses in it to make it even deeper. I mean, it was.
Is he just watching?
Yeah, he just watched. Oh, I think he was just one? A fan out there somewhere in England. Just the deep V-neck guy. Not a fan.
Well,
ladies with the deep V-necks. that's a different story. I mean, you really go for it. But the fellas with the deep V-necks, not a fan. By the way, I hate disappointing Tyler, but I feel like. I don't know where Clint is. I feel like we might. We do got this way in at 3 o'clock coming up.
Yes, sir. Monday at 3.
Oh, boy.
Monday's at 3.
I don't know if I got there, but I think I'm close.
You got close? Yeah. I think.
I'm not sure at all, to be honest with you. But I mean, I felt light when I got out of the car this morning.
I know I did get there. I would assume.
We need a big target for next week, then.
I don't think I got bad. I just, you know... We did some, you know, some wine tasting. I don't think we got out of control. I think we certainly thought about things we ate.
Hell, I thought you did good unless you just went ham when I wasn't around.
No, I didn't go ham, but I know that. I mean, there were still some hits Friday night, especially. I got suckered into that Snicker
martini.
Yeah, that one. That was the worst thing I had, but I mean, it wasn't just like hardcore, like I've been on it. We did get some sauna action together.
Yeah. Wasn't hot enough though.
I know.
Stayed in that sauna for 60 minutes.
60 minutes in the sauna. Probably not the way they prescribe it. But
I don't know how aggressive the resort sauna wants to be with the temperature.
The guy told me when I went down there the first day, he said, yo, you got 25 minutes in there. Yeah, okay. I did at least 30 in there. But we'll see. So weigh in coming up. I know you were trying to get to 243.
Back to 243. I
was trying to get to 290. I was at 240, 204, or 204, my ass. 294.8. I don't think I know I didn't get there. I just hope I didn't take a big step back like you did last week.
It was a rough step last week. I'm okay with my decisions. I'm not real. My effort, I think, may have bit me this time. Yeah. There wasn't a lot of jogging. There wasn't a whole lot of sweating going on for me, boy.
I told myself, you know, walk like that golf, got in the good steps, got in a good thing, but wasn't the calorie burn that I've had, you know, when you go to the gym. So we'll see. But our way in coming up. Again, also, if you missed it, we talked about this, and you'll start to see it all over social media, and you hear about it when you listen to Sports Radio 610. You can catch it on at sportsradio610.com. But coming up Thursday, we are doing our first Ron and Reggie Radiothon, where we will be on from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. As we are trying to raise money to help the Houston Food Bank. The Houston Food Bank, they have been struggling this year. Their funds have been cut by $11 million, over 40 pounds of food they have lost in the last year. It's been cut, and they are still expected to service over 1 million people in 18 different surrounding counties here in Houston. And on Thursday, we are hoping to help them out as much as we can, and that help. Coming with you as well, as we will have the opportunity for you to donate and help out the Houston Food Bank. Keep that in your mind. 6 a.m., 6 p.m., we will have some surprises as well, and we will have that rolling for you. You can text Sports Radio 610 to 71777 to donate. That is Sports Radio 610 71777 to donate, and we will... We'll have a really good time for a great cause coming up on Thursday. So keep that thought in mind for you. All right, Clint, man, we got to look at Framber Valdez, man, dude. Mm-hmm. His last 10 starts.
It feels huge.
He is personally 7-0 in his last 10 starts, and the Astros are 10-0 in his last 10 starts. And when you start talking about Cy Young. stuff. By the way, Hunter Brown's on his team too, and he's probably at this point ahead of him. But you start talking about that, when you go out there and your team wins every time you go out, and his numbers in terms of ERA and things like that have been falling over the last month plus, and he is looking like one of the aces, and he is looking like a dude that is going to get paid right now. He has been absolutely spectacular, Clint. You just can't ask for more. When he goes out there to pitch, and this ain't just, oh, man, it's been the last, no, it's 10 straight starts. When he goes out and pitch, the Astros win.
Yeah.
That is crazy. And it ain't like, Clint, ain't no 8-7s in there, right? Like, they are winning, and he is dominant.
Well, he's given a young, inexperienced lineup a chance to win every time he steps on the rubber. This isn't just he's given a typical Astros lineup a chance to win. When I look at Fromber, as you mentioned, he's been great over 10 starts, Ron. But if you really look at it, I think the last two, I think this the last six games, this homestand with the Astros has been very telling. Now you can dig into the depth of how they won games, but they took 5 of 6 from two of the best teams that the National League had to offer.
Yep.
And in that process, nobody was better than Fromber Valdez. Fromber Valdez went 13 innings. He gave up 9 hits in 13 innings and 0 runs against two of the best teams that the National League had to offer.
Yep.
And got great, dubs, great obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, so it's just like you he's been great for an extended period of time, and he just put the cherry on top with what he did these last two outings, giving the Astros a chance to win versus two of the best teams in the league by throwing up goose eggs.
Yeah, Clint, Tyler, we talked about this with Kyle Tucker Friday, and I don't want to bring up sad thoughts, but I mean, let's just be real about it. Astros fans need to be cherishing this time with Framber Valdez in an Astros uniform. The way he is pitching is not helping his ability that you would think for him to sign back here. And actually, for the Astros and what they're doing, I would understand it, right? But if you're not going to bring him in and you got a younger Hunter Brown that you're hoping to be your ace the rest of the way, I would think that would be the guy you would pick to spend big money. Now, I have accepted the fact they're not going to be in the business of paying two guys that type of money like you would hope they would, but I can understand it. But I do wonder, we talked about it, that it was Kyle Tucker was not as much looked at as a beloved figure with the Astros. And it was like, hey, man, he was a good player for the Astros, but not beloved like some of the guys from this era that have been beloved. Where does Framber fall in that, do you think? Is Framber more closer to the Kyle Tucker, or is Framber more closer to the beloved territory?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Because he's had some moments. I mean, he's been a part of, obviously, your most recent championship, and he's had some big moments in the postseason. He's had some tough moments in the postseason.
Yeah,
he's had
yeah.
some low moments. We've seen.
I would say closer to Tucker than
really?
The way some of these other guys are cherished.
And I would agree. Strictly really? Based off the fact of the past days of which Framber are you going to get? And the having to be talked down kind of in certain situations on the mound. I think that moves him more in the Kyle camp, yeah.
Really? See, that kind of stuff, I personally, it just felt more human with him. And I liked it. I felt like he was vulnerable and just kind of let it out. Now, I don't love the hair choice, but that's here or there.
The added weave.
That's what I'll never get over. But I don't know, man. Framber.
Well, I think this year is important for him. I think.
Yeah, you're look, right. If he has a huge postseason or something like that.
Well, he's like even and I can just tell you where my stand. Even the years when he was actually better than Verlander statistically. It was still Verlander.
You would never come off of. I'd rather have Verlander.
Yeah, and that's so. I mean, maybe it's just me.
Is Verlander in the beloved territory?
Absolutely.
He is, Tyler. Yes, 100%.
Absolutely. Yep. But there was always, like, this is the first year where I think it's safe to say, even though Hunter's having a great year, I think if they both pitch well, I think your quote unquote ace is going to be Framber Valdez.
Yeah,
like I don't know that Hunter, as much as I like him, I don't know that Hunter, if they're both pitching at their best and both performing well, I don't know that Hunter would take the starter, the quote-unquote A starter crown.
You still think he's starting game one of a playoff?
Well, if you ask what pitching way he is right now, hell yeah.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I think if they're both just even, I would probably lean Hunter, but I just because I like Hunter. I like Hunter's approach and the bulldog, the I like that approach. It entertains me a little more. I'm a little more fascinated with that. But, I mean, I still think that this is the year for Framber to be the headliner.
Yeah.
There's always been some aspect of Verlander in and around Framber Valdez's great years. This is his year to be the dude. And I think he's obviously stepping up to the plate.
Do you think he could enter Beloved?
Yes, I think if they make a big time run this year, which he's going to have to be doing right now. Yeah, I think absolutely he can. Absolutely,
it's crazy because I feel like for some people Hunter Brown is almost sliding into the period.
Yeah.
And Framber has obviously been here longer and done more.
Yeah.
Right. Like I can remember him during the COVID year; he was clearly the guy. I remember Correa had to stop him in the middle of the mound while he was walking around getting mad.
Yeah.
But he was a guy. No, it's wild. Right. A little bit.
I can see
Tucker being, as Tyler explained, like standoffish and a little shy. I mean, Framber is, I don't know, but I think it is fair, even as good as he's been, how many times have you thought of the pitching staff being like Framber's? Like Framber, the lead cat. And yeah, because there's been moments where Christian Javier has outshined him in big moments. But as someone texted in, he can be so aggravating. And I think that's what Tyler expresses.
There's no doubt he can be aggravating. But at the end of the day, to your point, Ron, if you stack his stats up against some, you know, the other guys, they're as good, if not better.
Oh,
and
yeah,
they scream he should be beloved. But I think there's also something there too. I mean, like, the language barrier and the inability to fall in love with the guy because you're always listening to the interpreter instead of him. I think that has something to do with it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's...
All right, we'll weigh in. Clint says he thinks he's close. I'm just hoping not to blow this thing up. But we'll weigh in coming up next, and we got to discuss the news and the move the Rockets did. Not only was Jabari Smith Jr. clearly not going to be included in a trade, they went a step further and went ahead and locked him up for a while. We'll get into that as well coming up next right here live on the Drive.